Lester speaking on Will.
Now, related, when you desire something very strongly, you'll make it happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I make it happen, I am expressing will. See, most people need to get up to the action state. They feel apathetic, so they must express their will. If you're able to express your will, then you don't need to. You let go and you let God. Like, you have to use effort at first to undo the effort so you can reach the effortless state. You have to use will to undo the will. Sounds so contradictory. Practicing using will. And being an infinite being, we have infinite will. And the being, theoretically, can get full realization in an instant. Because he or she will express that will.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Are aware of it or not, everyone is controlling matter all the time. Whether one wants to be a demonstrator or not, he is. It is impossible to not be a creator all the time. Everyone is creating every day. We're not aware of it because we just don't look at it. Every thought, every single thought materializes in the physical world. It's impossible to have a thought that will not materialize, except that we reverse it. If we say the opposite right after we have a thought with equal strength, we just neutralize it. But any thought not reversed or neutralized will materialize in the future, if not immediately. So this thing of demonstration that we're all trying so hard to do, we're doing all the time. Unaware of the fact that we're doing it. All we need to do is to consciously direct it, and that we call demonstration. Everything that everyone has in life is a demonstration. It couldn't come into your experience had you not had a thought of it at some time prior. If you want to know what your sum total thinkingness is, it's exactly determined by what's around you, what you have. That's your demonstration. If you like it, you may hold it. If you don't, start changing your thinking. Concentrate it in the direction that you really want. Until those thoughts become predominant, and whatever those thoughts are will materialize in the world. And when you begin to demonstrate consciously small things, you may then realize that the only reason why they're small is because you don't dare to think big. That the exact same rule or principle applies to demonstrating a penny that applies to demonstrating $1 billion. The mind sets the size. Anyone who can't demonstrate a dollar and demonstrate $1 million. Businessmen. Become aware of the way you're demonstrating the $1 bill. And just put 6 zeros after it next time. Take on the consciousness of the million rather than the $1 bill. This relates to what I have been saying, that there's no difference between the spiritual and the material when you see it. The material being just a out-projecting of our minds into what we call the universe and the world and many bodies. And when we see that it's just an out-projecting of our mind, it's just a picture out there that we have created, we can very easily change it instantly. So to repeat, everyone is demonstrating, creating, every moment that he or she is thinking. You have no choice. You are a creator. So long as you have a mind and think. To get beyond creation, we must go beyond the mind. And just behind the mind is the realm of all knowingness, where there's no need for creation. There's a higher state than creation. It's a state of isness, of beingness, sometimes called awareness, beingness, consciousness. That's just behind the mind. That's beyond creation. The mind finds it very difficult to imagine what it's like beyond creation, because the mind is involved primarily in creation, in creating. It's the creating instrument of the universe and everything that happens in the world, in the universe. So if you take this thing called mind, which is only a creator, and try to imagine what it is like beyond creation, it's impossible. The mind will never know God, because you have to go just above the mind to know God, to know the infinite being that we are, to know what it's like beyond creation. The final state is beyond creation. The ultimate state is the changeless state. In creation, everything is constantly changing. Therefore, in creation, the ultimate truth is not there. So, to demonstrate what one wants, one needs to become aware of the fact that all we need to do is to think only of the things we want. And that is all that we would get. If we would do just that. Only think of the things you want, and that's what you'll be getting all the time. Because the mind is only creative. nice and easy, isn't it? Also, take credit for all the things you create that you don't like. And just say, well, look what I did. Because when you become aware that you've created things you don't like, you're still in a position of creator. And if you don't like it, all you have to do is turn it upside down and you'll like it.
On demonstration.
You don't have to know anything about God. You don't have to know anything about allness. But if you're capable of concentrating your thinking, you can perform miracles. And that's why natives are able to do miracles. Now, when they run over these hot rocks without burning their feet, they have the conviction that they can do it. And they're totally concentrated on it. They work themselves up to it to make sure that they have it. If these natives were just as convinced that they could produce gold, they would be able to materialize gold. So I'm taking the highest way and I'm making it practical now. A concentrated thought will materialize anything. Right. Now I'll come down a step. The mental consciousness of a thing in its isness will also very quickly bring something into your experience. If I am having a Cadillac in my mind, and I'm driving, and it's mine now. And I accept this thought. It is an absolute fact that this Cadillac will come into my experience. Because these are laws of nature. Natural laws of the mind. See, the mind's only creative. So everything created is created through the mind. Everything that's created that we like, we call good. Everything that's created what we don't like, we call bad. But there isn't a being who's not a creator, who isn't creating all the time. So what you are really asking is, how can I create more of materiality? When you're asking, how can I create $5,000? I say, by using your process of creation that you have been using on a smaller scale, and just dare to think bigger, large, in larger amounts, that's all. Everyone creates. But they create with a conviction that they can only create a tiny amount, just make a living, or just make a half living, or just enough to survive by. And so it is. So the consciousness of anything you want, in the isness of it, in the acceptance of it, makes it so. Believe that ye have already received it, is the way the Bible puts it. All right, now the ways that the other school give are lower than the ways that I've been giving. You know, mentally picturing and repeating it, and they have a dozen steps to take and so forth and so on. But it's just a stretching out of what I said and weakening of it.
anything you want. Hold it in your mind as though it's yours now. And if you do, just Brad, it has to be. I say, if you do just that, don't get thoughts to the contrary. Any doubt, any thought to the contrary, just undoes it. So it's necessary to rid oneself of doubts. As I once said, if everyone had the absolute conviction that in order to make a living, they had to tap themselves on the head twice, every hour on the hour, it would be so. Every hour on the hour, people would do this, and everyone would have a living.
Hey, that's easier than working for it.
That's your conviction. If you think you have to plan and act, you do. If you think you have to go to work every day, you do. So I'm trying not to go down as far as the other schools go, because the other schools are at a lower level, and we don't need that, do we? Jerry brought up a point which is interesting. It's very seldom brought out. How do you demonstrate wisdom? How do you demonstrate wisdom, spirituality, understanding? Same way. Keep your mind on it only and say, I am that I am, and hold it. And just be what you are. But if you're smart, you'll first seek the kingdom of God, and then all the other things we talk about, things will fall in. Demonstrating wisdom first is demonstrating the formula to everything. So as long as you're demonstrating, demonstrate that which will give you everything, wisdom. And the way you do it's the same way. You hold the consciousness of it. Today is the last Monday we'll have. I'm leaving October 1st for Arizona. So maybe a summary, an overall presentation of the subject might be in order. Unless someone has another idea. All right, so I'll try to give a preview, conclusion. The thing that every one of us is looking for in this world is exactly the same thing. Every being, even the animals, are looking for it. And what is it that we're all looking for? Happiness with no sorrow. A continuous happiness with no taint whatsoever of sorrow. All right, this being the goal, why is this the goal? The reason why this is the goal is because unlimited happiness is our very basic nature. This is the real natural state before we encumber it with limitations. Now, why is it that most of us don't have this continuous happiness with no sorrow? There's only one reason. Being this infinite being with infinite happiness, we do away with this joy, this happiness, by saying first, I am an individual. Then, I have a mind. Then, with this mind, which is nothing but thoughts, we start accumulating thoughts of limitation. I have a limited mind, body, with all sorts of troubles. In this manner, we take our unlimited beingness and we limit it to the extreme. Now, the only real purpose of being here on this earth is to learn or to remember our original natural state of no limitations. Once we are led to seeing that this is our natural state, then we proceed to let go of all the limitations. The prime number one limitation is I am an individual separate from the all. Eliminate that and you eliminate all trouble, all limitation, all sickness, all poverty. Saying that on the opposite side is saying, let go and let God. It is not I, but the Father who worketh through me. We must let go of the ego sense and just allow our natural being just to be, and then everything falls perfectly into line. Now, this is all very, very simple. You want complexity, you'll never see simplicity. But this must first be accepted. Once this is accepted as the overall way, we do not find it easy to accomplish it. We don't find it easy because of past habits that have been established over thousands and thousands of years. And for some silly reason, we like these past habits of trouble. And so we continue them. We do it in a manner that we refuse to look at. We call it unconscious behavior, unconscious or subconscious. And we go on and on and on repeating all this behavior of limitation automatically, calling it unconscious. Now, the unconscious mind is only that part of the mind we refuse to look at. When our desire is strong enough, we will dig up this unconscious habit and begin to let go of it. There is no growing into the natural being that we are. That being is perfect, here and now. There is only letting go of concepts to the contrary that we have troubles, we have limitations. Anyone who says, I have trouble, is just in their mind. That's the only place where it is. Because you can't see anything anywhere else but in your mind. Whatever you look at, whatever you hear, whatever you sense, is through your mind. That's where everything is. Change your mind, and everything out there changes. Change your thinkingness, and you change the world for you. So the way, the path, is simple. The method of undoing it is not easy because of past habits. We need a very strong desire to begin to let go of these wrong habits from the past. Without the desire, there is no growth. This desire must be stronger than the desire to make this world real, rather than it's a fiction of our imagination. It really is a fiction when you see the truth. It turns out to be a dream that never was. But first you'll see it as a dream. Then you'll see that this dream never was. Exactly as happens in a night dream. While we're in the night dream, we have a body. There are other bodies. There's action, interaction, there's good and there's bad. And so long as we remain in that night dream, everything there is real to us. When we awaken from the night dream, we say, my gosh, it was just a dream. It never happened. And exactly the same way we awaken from this dream called the waking state, we see that it was only a fiction of our imagination. It was only a dream. And we let go of it. Lock, stock, and barrel. Then we call ourselves fully realized. Actually, we are fully realized all the time. We are fully realized beings saying that we are not. So all we do is let go of we are not. What's left over is the fully realized being that we are. Are there any questions on what I've said so far? Everyone understands this, at least intellectually. All right, if you understand it intellectually and you are not able to use it, it's because you're not looking at yourself honestly, truthfully, with deep desire to see yourself. In the process of which you have set up as the unconscious mind all the things you don't want to look at. However, it's not necessary to dig into this unconscious mind. In fact, it's much better to try to quiet the mind. When we're able to get the mind totally quiet, what's left over is the infinite self. Every thought is a thing of limitation. Therefore, when we quiet the mind, this infinite being that we are becomes self-obvious to us. We see it. We recognize that we never were that mind, that body. And from that moment on, the mind and body has no influence upon us. It just goes its way. It just keeps floating through life in sort of a hazy dream that has no effect upon us. So the very best method of all methods is to quiet the mind, to seek the being that you are, to pose the question, who am I? And if other thoughts come in, ask, to whom are these thoughts? And the answer is to me. Well, who am I? And you're back on the track. Who am I is the final question that everyone answers. So why not begin with the final question? If you can, all good, all wonderful. But there are very few of us who are capable of using this method of just holding on to who am I and rejecting all other thoughts that come in.